الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The five daily salah and their virtues. Attar's dua. O Lord of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whoever reads or listens to the 25-page booklet, The Five Daily Salah and Their Virtues, allow him to offer the five daily salah in the first row of the masjid congregation and forgive him without accountability. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, The closest of people to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recited the most salat upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. He who offers fajr and asr will not go to hell. The companion Umara bin Ruwayba radiyallahu anhu narrates that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, Whoever offered salah before sunrise and sunset will certainly not enter hell. This refers to those who offer the salahs of Fajr and Asr. The wisdom behind Fajr and Asr being distinguished. Commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, There are two possible meanings for this. Firstly, he who offers Fajr and Asr Salah punctually will not go to hell permanently. If he still were to be enclosed therein, it would be for a temporary period. As a result, this hadith does not contradict another that details how people shall come forth with their Salah on the Day of Judgment, but will have to apportion them to those whose rights they violated. In terms of its second meaning, this also signifies how those who offer Fajr and Asr punctually will be granted ability to offer all other Salah and avoid all sin, insha'Allah. This is due to the fact these Salah are weighty upon the carnal self, i.e. the nafs. When a person is consistent in offering these two salah, he shall also be consistent in the others, insha'Allah. Some say this means the other salah are not needed, and only Fajr and Asr are enough to ensure a person's success. This form of objection is baseless and cannot be attributed to this hadith. Bear in mind, angels of the day and night gather during these two salah, and these salah are at both ends of the day. They are hefty on the carnal self because Fajr is a time of sleep and Asr is a peak period for business. The rank of these two salah is therefore distinguished. Never miss Fajr and Asr. The companion Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu explains, We were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when he looked at the moon of the 14th night and declared, Soon, i.e. on the day of judgment, you will see your Lord in the same way as you are looking at this moon. So, if you are able, never miss the salah of Fajr and Asr. After explaining this, Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu recited the following verse. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika qabla tulu'i shamsi wa qabla ghurubiha. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Proclaim his purity before the sun rises and before it sets. An explanation full of devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Commenting on the part of the hadith which mentions how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam looked towards the moon of the 14th night, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, The moon of Allah i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam looked at the moon of the sky. The moon that sets and fades was seen by the moon that neither sets nor fades. The moon that brightens the apparent world was seen by the moon that illuminates the heart, life, soul, and faith. The moon that shines at night was seen by the moon that always shines, day and night, and will continue to shine forever. What can I say? Words simply cannot express my sentiments. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala badrin nubuwati wa shamsir risalati sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, send salat, salam and blessings upon the moon of prophethood and sun of messengership. In other words, the moon that shines by the light of the sun was seen by the moon that makes the sun itself shine. The same moon that causes hearts to shine. The moon is also fortunate as it was looked upon by the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This moon we see today is the very same upon which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cast his gaze. This hadith proves how Muslims at large will see Allah with their eyes on the Day of Judgment, as well as in Paradise. Consider how the bounties of Paradise are given in recompense for good deeds. The latter may be one's own or belong to another person, as the good deeds of another may also lead to one gaining access to Paradise. However, seeing Allah will not be the recompense for any deed, but instead purely a bestowment from Him. Steadfastness in offering these two salahs, i.e. Fajr and Asr, will bring capability and worthiness to attain this vision. Perform salah in this world as though you are seeing Allah. A veil may be present here, but it shall not be thereupon. Muslims will converse with him whilst seeing him. Commenting on the verse mentioned in the hadith, he continues to say, when looking at this verse, we find that tasbih and tahmid, i.e. glorifying and praising Allah mentioned, refer to salah, as the safeguarding angels of day and night gather during Fajr and Asr salah. Fajr is when people usually fall prey to negligence and remain asleep, whilst Asr is the time people do business and embark on trivial outings. These two salah have been strongly emphasized for these reasons. Allah has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed the angels are present at the Qur'an of the morning, i.e. Fajr prayer. Regarding Asr Salah, he announced, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, guard all your prayers and particularly the middle prayer. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Beholding Allah 100 times. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, seeing Allah in this worldly life in wakefulness is only specific to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As for every Sunni Muslim in the hereafter, this is not only possible but will certainly take place. As for attaining this vision in one's heart or whilst dreaming, this has been achieved by other prophets alayhimus salam and even by saints rahmahumullah. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu saw Allah 100 times in his dreams. Seeing Allah in this way shall be in a manner befitting his majesty and without modality. We will see him, yet we cannot say how. When a person sees something in normal circumstances, there is distance in between. The object in question is either near or far, and it is in a direction in relation to the person who sees it, i.e. it is above below, to the right, left, or in front, or behind. Seeing Allah will be free from all these matters. As for the question, how will we see Him? We have established how has no influence in this. We shall explain how when we see Him, inshallah. The summary of all such matters is as follows. Whatever the intellect can understand is not the Creator, and the Creator is He who cannot be comprehended. When this vision occurs, it is impossible for the sight to encompass Him. On page 160 of Bihari Shariat, first volume, it states, when residents of paradise enter it, each of them will gain rank as per their deeds, and there is no limit to the grace of Allah. After time passes equal to a week in this world, they shall be given permission to see Allah. The arsh will become visible, and Allah will reveal a means of beholding Him in a garden of paradise. Pulpits will be laid out for the paradise dwellers. They shall be made of light, pearl, ruby, emerald, silver, and gold. The lower ranking one amongst them will be sat on a mound of musk and camphor. None of them will be inferior to the other. Those sat on mounds shall not think of themselves lesser than those sat on chairs. This vision of Allah will be openly clear, just as everyone sees the sun and the moon of the 14th night from their respective places, such that the witnessing of one person does not cause any obstruction for another individual. Allah shall become visible to one of them and declare, O son of so-and-so, have you remembered what you did on that day? Allah will remind him of some of his acts of disobedience. The person will submit, O Lord, have you not forgiven me? Allah will say, yes, you have reached this rank due to the vastness of forgiveness shown by me. Double reward for Asr Salah. The companion Abu Basra Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrates how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam once said, this salah of Asr was presented to the people preceding you, yet they wasted it. Whoever offers it consistently will be given double reward. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes in the commentary of this, Asr prayer was also obligatory upon previous nations, yet they abandoned it and became worthy of punishment. You should take heed from them. Reasons behind Asr bearing twice the reward. The first reward that accompanies Asr comes with being steadfast in performing it and opposing the actions of previous nations. The second reward will be granted for offering Asr Salah itself, as is granted for offering others. The first reward will be granted for showing consistency in acts of worship. The second will be granted for showing contentment with what one has been granted and leaving all forms of buying or selling. The latter is mentioned as people are usually involved in business-related activities during this time. The first reward will be granted for the excellence of Asr, as it is Salatil Wusta, the middle Salah. The second will be granted for steadfastness in performing it. Deeds rendered void. The Tabi Abu Al-Malih rahmatullahi alayh relates, once on a cloudy day, we were engaged in jihad along with the companion Burayda radiyallahu anhu. He encouraged, hastened to offer Asr Salah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever left Asr Salah, his deeds have been rendered void. Habitual abandoner of Asr Salah is in danger of losing faith. In the commentary of this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh writes, most likely the deeds in mention here refer to worldly actions that cause a person to abandon Asr Salah. The loss in mention refers to blessings being taken away from those respective actions. It can also mean someone who habitually misses it is in danger of dying as a disbeliever, causing his deeds to be annulled. This does not mean missing Asr Salah is disbelief and apostasy. It is important to remember the Quran has laid great emphasis upon it by giving it the title Salatil Wusta, the middle Salah. This is the time when the angels of day and night congregate. This is also when people go on outings of leisure and engage themselves with business. For these reasons, most people show laziness in performing it. Ultimately, Quran and Hadith both greatly call for us to offer this Salah and not be negligent of it. Preparation for Salah 40 minutes before. The Gnostic Abu al-Abbas Harithi Rahmatullahi Alayh used to prepare for Asr Salah 40 minutes before Zuhr ended. He would do so by lowering his eyes, meditating and repenting from satanic whispers. This was so nothing could obstruct him from presenting himself in the court of Allah when Asr began. An inspirational speech. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to awaken the importance of Salah in your hearts, develop the mindset of offering every Salah in congregation within its time and motivate others to do the same. Always stay affiliated with the Islamic environment of Da'wat-e Islami. Enclosed below is an inspirational story related to this. When he was a student, an Islamic brother from Wazirabad, Pakistan, was given an audio cassette speech by a muballigh of Da'wat-e Islami. This was released by Maktabatul Madina and called Be Namazi Ki Sazain, punishments for the abandoner of Salah. As per his explanation, no one in his home used to offer Salah except his father. He went on to play the cassette at home. The father not only listened to it himself, but also repeatedly encouraged his family members to do the same. By the blessing of this speech, not only did the family members of that Islamic brother become steadfast in their Salah, but they also became murids of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Alhamdulillah, a time then came when a weekly sunnah inspiring gathering for Islamic sisters began taking place in his home. His brothers became Naat reciters in Da'wat-e Islami and began studying to become scholars at Jamiatul Madina. His two first cousins from his father's side were also privileged to memorize the Quran in Madrasatul Madina. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Destruction of family members and wealth. The companion and son of a companion, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, narrates, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, declared, if anyone misses Asr Salah deliberately, it is as if his family members and wealth have been watar, i.e. taken away. Meaning of watar. The Shafi'i scholar Abu Sulaiman Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, watar means suffering loss or something being taken away. Whoever suffers harm or loss regarding his family and wealth, it is as though he is left entirely alone. One should fear missing Salah just as he fears losing his family members and wealth. Sun appears to be setting. The companion, Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, conveys how Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, When a diseased person enters the grave, it appears to him as though the sun is setting. Whilst rubbing his eyes, he sits and says, "Leave me so I may offer salah." Let me offer salah first. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh elucidates on this portion of the hadith, it appears to him as though the sun is setting. The deceased person feels this way when awoken by Munkar and Nakir. No matter what time they are buried, this time is shown since Asr Salah is strongly emphasized and the sunset signifies its ending. Further commenting on "leave me so I may offer salah," Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh adds, "This means, O angels, ask me questions later, the time of Asr is going to end. Let me offer salah. Only the person who steadfastly performs Asr Salah in the world will say this. May Allah destine this for us. It was for this reason He ordained." Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafizu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. Translation from Kanzul Iman: guard all your prayers and particularly the middle prayer. This highlights how we are to safeguard all our salah, but Asr especially. The Sufis say, "You will die the way you lived and raise the way you died." At that time, a Muslim will feel as if he has just woken up from sleep. He will forget the agonies of death, etc. Perhaps upon this request, "Leave me so I may offer salah," there will be no questioning in his grave. Said questioning may instead be made extremely easy as these words of his provide answer for them. The times rizq is distributed. Imam Sharani Rahmatullahi Alayh explains, "I heard Sayyidi Ali Khawas Rahmatullahi Alayh say, from the beginning of Fajr until the sun rises a spear's length, i.e. 20 minutes after sunrise, Allah distributes tangible sustenance that provides nutrition to our bodies. From after Asr Salah to sunset, He distributes intangible sustenance to the soul, which brings peace to the heart and mind." This narration is aimed at making us realize we should not spend these times in heedlessness. We should spend them remembering Allah and performing worship. A sign of hypocrisy. The famous servant of the Prophet, the companion Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, relates that he heard the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam say, "This is the salah of a hypocrite. He sits and waits for the sun until it comes between the two horns of Satan, i.e. it is about to set. He then stands, pecks four times and does not remember Allah in this except a little." Three rulings derived from this hadith. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh expertly explains this hadith. Three rulings have been derived from this. Firstly, it is a sign of hypocrites to offer Asr prayer near its end, i.e. during the makruh time, due to being engrossed in worldly business. Secondly, 20 minutes before sunset is considered the prohibitively disliked, i.e. makruh tahrimi time. One should offer Asr Salah within the recommended, i.e. mustahab timing. Thirdly, one should perform ruku and sajda calmly and serenely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam likened the hastily performed sajda of a worshipper to the pecking of a rooster when it hastily pecks at grains on the ground with its beak. Do not sleep after Asr. He who sleeps after Asr and loses his intellect should only blame himself. Allah's Messenger, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Three hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم regarding the sunnah of Asr Salah. Number one, may Allah have mercy on the person who offered 4 units of Salah before Asr. Number two, he who offers 4 units of Salah before Asr, Allah shall make his body forbidden for the fire. Number three, the fire will not touch a person who offers 4 units of Salah before Asr. Madani pearls about the sunnahs of Asr. To offer 4 units of Salah before the obligatory units of Asr is a non-emphasized sunnah, a sunnah ghair mu'akkada. During these and during the 4 sunnah before the obligatory units of Isha, recite Thana, Ta'awwudh and Tasmiyah in the beginning of the 1st and the 3rd units. Qada is obligatory after the 2nd and the 4th. After reciting Tashahud during both Qadas, recite Salat Ibrahimiyah and make Dua. If you have started the 4 non-emphasized units of Sunnahs and congregational Salah starts in the meantime, perform Salah after the 2nd unit and join the congregation. But if this situation arises when one is offering 4 units of Sunnah before the obligatory units of Zuhr and Jumu'ah, complete all 4 units. Detailed information of this ruling may be seen on pages 129 to 136 of Fatawa al-Razawiyah's 8th volume. The Virtues of Maghrib Salah, Reward of an Accepted Hajj and Umrah. As narrated by the companion Anas radiyallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah will be recorded for he who offers Maghrib Salah in congregation. And it is as though he stood for worship during a Laylatul Qadr. 6 units after Maghrib. 2 hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, if a person offers 6 units after Maghrib and does not say anything bad in between, it is equivalent to the reward given for 12 years of worship. Number two, the sins of the person offering 6 units after Maghrib will be forgiven even if they are equal to the foam of the sea. How to offer Awabin Salah. After you have offered the 3 obligatory units of Maghrib, offer 6 units with a single salam, performing qada after every 2 units. During these qadas, recite the shahud, Salat Ibrahimiyah and make dua. In the beginning of the 1st, 3rd and 5th units, recite Thana, Ta'awwul and Tasmiyah as well. Perform salam after the qada of the 6th unit. The 1st 2 units will be emphasized sunnahs, a sunnah muakkada, and the remaining 4 units will be nafl. This is the salah of the awwabin, those who repent. If you wish, you may also offer them in sets of 2 units. As found on page 666 of Bukhari Shariat's 1st volume, 6 units after Maghrib are recommended, i.e. mustahab. These are entitled Salat al-Awwabin, whether offered with a single salam or with 2 or 3. It is valid in all of these 3 cases. It is more preferable to offer them with 3 by performing salam after every 2 units. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله على محمد. reward for worship between Maghrib and Isha. Umar bin Abu Khalifa rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "We offered Maghrib Salah with the jurist Atta Khurasani rahmatullahi alayhi. As we began to leave after finishing, he held my hand and said, 'People are heedless of this time between Maghrib and Isha. This is the time of Salat al-Awwabin, the Salah performed by those who repent. If anyone recites the Quran whilst offering Salah during this time, it is as though he is in a flower bed of paradise.' Fajr and Isha are heaviest on hypocrites." The companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates how the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The heaviest, i.e. toughest to perform salah upon hypocrites are the salahs of Isha and Fajr. If they knew what is in them, they would certainly come to them even if they had to crawl." Explanation of this hadith. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "Hypocrites offer salah just for show and also delay it, yet sleep overwhelms them at Isha and Fajr. All difficulties are solved by sincerity and love, which they do not possess. So these two salahs appear difficult for them to perform. It is also apparent that the Muslim who shows laziness in these two salahs acts in the same manner as hypocrites. Hypocrites have no strength to join Fajr and Isha. As narrated by the Tabi'i Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi alayh, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 'The sign and distinguishing factor between us and the hypocrites is to be present at the salahs of Isha and Fajr, as they do not have the strength to come to these.'" Which type of hypocrites does this hadith describe? The scholar Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi alayh stated, "The hypocrites referred to in this hadith do not refer to the wretched disbelievers who pretended to be Muslim during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, but those who instead are munafiq amali, hypocrites in action. These individuals remain Muslim, however." The portion of this hadith which describes how hypocrites do not have the strength to come to the salahs of Isha and Fajr means one must do the opposite and be lively in performing them. It also means one must not consider coming to the masjid to offer them in congregation to be any form of burden. These salahs are weighty on hypocrites, and they do not harbour strength to offer them enthusiastically. A munafiq, amali, offers salah out of habit, rather than to engage in an act of worship, since his carnal self, i.e. nafs, dislikes offering salah. He does not like to offer it in congregation and instead resorts to performing it at home alone. Certain Gnostics, those who recognize Allah, explain how by offering these salahs steadfastly in congregation, Fajr makes the tough tasks of the world easy, along with Asr and Isha fostering asceticism, i.e. disinterest in the world, in an individual. These also lead to the carnal self withholding from desires. Sleeping before Isha Salah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "May Allah not allow the eyes of whoever sleeps before Isha to rest." The second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, issued an order to his officials which included the following words: "May Allah make the eyes of the person who sleeps before Isha not rest. May the eyes of whoever sleeps not rest. May the eyes of whoever sleeps not rest. Regarding this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, this dua of His Eminence Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu was to express his displeasure, sleeping before Isha and staying awake unnecessarily afterwards are both contrary to the sunnah and disliked by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This should be kept in mind, sleeping before salah and missing it entirely, as well as staying awake after Isha and then missing Fajr, are both haram. This is because anything leading to haram is also haram. Sleeping before Isha is disliked. In Bukhari Shariat, it states, it is disliked, i.e. makruh, to sleep in the early part of the day or between Maghrib and Isha. Three scenarios of post-Isha conversation. Number one, conversation related to Islamic knowledge, such as asking about rulings, answering a question, researching or verifying. This form of conversation is better than sleep. Number two, telling false stories, clownery and making jokes. This is disliked. Number three, friendly conversation such as between husband and the wife or with a guest. This is permissible. If one is involved in this form of conversation, he should end it with the dhikr of Allah, tasbih and istighfar. The names of salahs and where they came from. Fajr, i.e. morning. Zuhr, one meaning is Zahira, i.e. afternoon. Asr, the day's final part. Maghrib, the time in which the sun sets. Isha, darkness at night. As the listener can hear, these salahs were named after the respective times they are performed in. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.